Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio for our school district update, I have Polly Volgrenik. She is the principal out at Wellington Elementary. Going to talk about all the great things that are going on. Of course, the positive awards that are coming up and those kinds of things that they always do. And it's hard to believe that we're already, you know, a month and a half has been burned as far as the school year is concerned as we're heading into October. So plenty of great things happening at the end of the month out at Wellington Elementary. Yeah, Principal Volgrenik, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's jump in there. How are things at Wellington Elementary?
You know what? They are going really well. We've had a great start to our year. We had a great kickoff assembly, and it was a lot of fun with the kids to kick off the year and look at what our goals are. And we have like a Mario theme this year, so we're kind of going along with that. So we played a lot of fun games and different things to compete and just kick off of the year on a positive start.
And with the month of September coming to an end, it's time to hand out some warrior awards, isn't it?
Yes, we set a goal every month based on what the kids learn in their social skills groups with Mrs. Bailey. She goes in, she teaches 2 weeks a month. The kids get our social emotional classes, and so we set a goal. Our September goal was to really work on what are our school rules, what are our procedures, and so we really focus on teaching and practicing, and so we look at for students who have really excelled, and so they are recognized at an assembly on Friday, and so I'm excited. This is the first time since COVID, and I've been there. We're starting to get parents back in. And so parents have been, if their child's getting an award, they've been kind of called on the quiet because their kid doesn't know to be there to support their kid and see them get this award. So then we also work on, we do a drawing. The kids get Warrior Pride tickets for going above and beyond or following directions, or so they get. We have a big fishbowl that we draw tickets out of, and then we also recognize during that assembly attendance. So we draw so many names for kids who've been there 95% of the time, and then we also recognize and draw out a child, and their family gets a certificate to go for pizza because it's a group effort to get kids to school. So parents and families should be recognized as well for their efforts to get their kids at school.
At that age, yes. Some might even say it's a battle to get kids to go to school some mornings.
Some mornings, you know, I tell the kids that sometimes it's really hard for teachers because, you know, they've either had something come up at the night before and they didn't get to go to bed on time. So, you know, it's rough on everybody some days to get to school. So we try to promote it as much as we can and recognize the efforts that kids and families go through to get to school.
And then the other things that, you know, are always there that you're always working on. You're working on reading. And you said this year there's a more of an emphasis at Wellington Elementary that's going to be put on the community and being a community and bringing the families back into the schools and things.
Yeah, we recognize that over the last little bit, we've kind of separated ourselves due to COVID and precautions and things. So we're really promoting that positive relationships with families. The teachers weekly will send out postcards for things that they've noticed going on with students in their classrooms, making those positive phone calls, having parents come in and attend these assemblies. And, you know, we're working with our PTA. We're having our annual Halloween carnival at night. So just building those relationships and getting those positive things with students and teachers, administration with families and teachers, and so just building a whole community because it takes us all to work together to make school for kids very successful.
And you know it makes it that much easier when the whole family's involved as well.
Yes, it does. you know, and the kids, when you're making those positive phone calls or you're sending home positive things, when you have to make a phone call that might not be as positive, it's not as hard because you've built that relationship with a family. And so I think that's really important that we work to recognize the good things and not just always focus on the things that aren't positive.
And that always helps to even it out. It usually does, right?
Yes, it really does. You know, once you can build that relationship with the student, then you work to build that relationship with the families. It really makes it really a lot easier. And the kids benefit. It just really is. When the kid knows you care about them, they will work for you.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Polly Volgrenik. She's the principal out at Wellington Elementary. Principal Volgrenik, I'm going to let you get back to it now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.